I'm David Nicholas, and this is Central Focus, a weekly look at research activity and innovative work from Central Michigan University's students and faculty. Steve Jessmore came to CMU in the late 1970s, plans for a pre-med or pre-dental degree. A chance enrollment in a photography class turned into a life changer. It sparked a passion and launched a career. He worked at several newspapers and, for a time, returned to CMU as university photographer. He also taught classes, too. This weekend brings it full circle with his induction into the Michigan Journalism Hall of Fame. I spoke with him about his work that led to the honor. Well, you're quoted as saying that you loved meeting people, being in the front row at things, and you talk about getting the chance to go to concerts through your time at the Saginaw News, watching events unfold, the quote says. As it started out, was there a particular thing that really lit that fire for you?
I was able to find a creative outlet in photojournalism that was within the realms of reality. As long as a picture read and told a story, I could be as creative as I could be, again, as long as it spoke. And so I think by learning about all the ethics and incorporating them into the photography, that just really created a spark in me. And I tried to make the best of those 8 hours I had every day and still get home to my family at night. And that's one of the reasons I think I stayed being a community journalist and really fell in love with being a community journalist, because I did not have to travel all the time. I didn't have to go on the road with the sports team all the time. I could have done those things, but I didn't. And, I'm so happy that I just did what I did.
One of those stops was in my hometown of Flint, and there was a feature that you got a lot of recognition for. It was called Sense of Community, and it was a feature that was in the Sunday edition of the journal. Tell us about that, because that seems to get to the storytelling through pictures and really getting to connecting with the story of people. What was that like?
I was in Saginaw. I had been in my hometown working, ended up being hired in my hometown of Saginaw, but I had been there my whole life. It had been about 15 years full-time at that point, and I had just won Photographer of the Year 4 times in a row for the Michigan Press Photographers. So I wasn't really, I wasn't really spinning my wheels and not accomplishing things. I was doing well, but I just thought I needed to change. And I had some offers, multiple offers around the U.S., and they were all, mostly out of state. And I remember being on the phone with somebody from the Flint Journal one day, and he's like, we were talking, and he said, "What's new?" And I said, "Well, I think I'm leaving, I think I'm going to go down south, and I just think I need a change." And I remember him saying to me, it's like, "Well, don't go there, come to Flint." And I was like, "Come to Flint? What do you mean, come to Flint?" And he said, "Well, just don't do anything. Wait till we talk to you." And I said, "All right." So it was a sister paper. It was the same ownership as Saginaw News. And so I went down and, with an open mind and was going to talk to him. And he said, "You have to meet the editor." And I did. I came in and we did small talk. And I walked into the room. It was just yuck yucks. We sat down at the table. He looked me straight in the eye and he said, "Why the heck would you ever come to Flint? Murder, rape, robbery, we're at the top of every bad list in the country. It's like, why would you come to this godforsaken place? I bet there's like 93% good people here instead of 94 somewhere else." I said, "We got to tell that whole story, and we can't forget about that majority of good. I hope these stories could shift the narrative a little bit." So that's really where it went. I did 175 columns in 5 years. And quite honestly, was the most fulfilling probably 5 years of my life doing that column. And really my favorite probably 10 years of my career, I'm working in Flint.
And it's a fitting honor then for the work and the recognition that has now come your way. Congratulations on that induction, Steve. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, thank you all. And I thank my communities, for accepting me all those years with my camera in their face and in their lives and, letting me do what I did.